Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic. This is the special Eve before Christmas Eve edition of the podcast. And we are on episode 49. I cannot believe it. Almost at the grand finale for the season. As you know, I like to end it on even numbers. So we're going to end it on episode number 50 before 2024. And speaking of 2024, I could not wrap this season up without having my very special guest on, who is right here sitting next to me. 1 week from her wedding, I have to say how much I love her and how much she means to me and how much everyone loves listening to her. She is the magical, wonderful Miss Grace. Grace, how are you?
Well, a lot better now, now that I heard that introduction. Thank you. And I love you.
I love you too so much. And we're about to watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I said to Grace, I need to have you on the podcast because your gifts always enlighten people. They always make people feel better. You always end things on a positive note, and Lord knows we need positivity in this current state of affairs we are in. And I just wanted to ask you, we'll call this a mini episode. I don't have many questions for you, but you know, you get calls from clients all the time. You get questions from clients, a lot of uncertainty right now. I'm just curious what your overall feeling is for 2024 for everyone, and what should people be doing, if you had any advice for the masses, but also individuals?
Oh, it's such a different energy. 2024 is such a different energy than it is this year. And I think people will think back to this year and think, oh my gosh, there were so many challenges, but it's really a pivot year. And we never know it's a pivot year until, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And so all of these challenges that have presented themselves this year, it was really to move us in a different direction that we couldn't even make sense of. And I really don't think we're going to be able to make sense of it until like 2026. And then everything really reveals itself. But, and I'm literally just channeling right now. I have no idea. And I'll have to.
What the significance of that.
Right. I have no. Yeah. Yes.
Because I was curious. So right. Like, what's going to happen in 2026?
Right. I mean, not too long ago, someone says, oh my gosh, like when you told me, you know, early in 2020 that everything in the world was going to change and you were on this big thing about it. I was like, I never remember what I say. So it would be helpful if I did, you know, to me personally. But apparently, yes. I mean, it's like 2023 has this certain energy where it's weird. It's like a comfort in discomfort. Like everything's going to be okay. You're going to make it by the skin of your teeth, but ooh, we're going to bring you really close. Yeah. And you feel like you're training or you're preparing for something and you can't quite make sense of what it is. And some people don't even get that sense. Some people just had a really rough year and they're ready to put it behind them. But no, you were actually, your character was being built up for you to individually move towards your destiny and find your role. It's a very trippy situation, but a lot of us are going to have to step into new roles next year. That's going to be a big thing for us all individually.
Yeah. Now, when you say step into new roles, do you, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like, do you recommend people try new things, like new careers, or at least work toward a new career or a goal within a career that they have? Or do you mean like some things are going to come out of nowhere and they're going to be forced to step into something new? Do you know what I mean?
I guess it's very individual, but overall it feels like we already knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But the opportunities are going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be partially, it's weird because I think if some people thought, you know, in 2023, okay, I want these different roles or I need to have these different roles, it seemed really daunting and scary. But yeah. all of the underlying personal work that we didn't even know we were doing this year is going to really pay off next year, because we're going to feel much more at ease when we step into those roles and feel like we're ready for them and we can handle them. And that's not something that we anticipated or expected.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. I'm curious, just your thoughts on, if you could describe your gut feelings about what 2024 is going to be. Like, if you could describe the year, how would you describe it to people? If you get any inclination?
Sure. I think there's going to be a 2023 hangover for, okay. But then I think a lot of us are going to be like, oh, but it's 2024. And, mm-hmm. and that alone will kind of build some momentum and some steam. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are going to kind of be just sick of working so hard and, yeah. and sick of not being honest with themselves. And so there will be a lot of change in behavior for people that kind of comes out of nowhere. And I think the overall landscape is, I get the image of, ooh, I don't know if I like this, but I got the image of a soldier. That kind of scares me, yeah. thinking of just the state of yeah. affairs.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, because right? now I'm just putting together everything that I'm saying, and I'm like, wait, what am I saying?
Yeah, it's an election year, so it'll be a big one.
Right. And again, guys, like, I just get glimpses. So when it comes together, I'm surprised too.
Yeah.
And always surprised when someone says you're right. I'm like, oh my gosh, it blows yeah. my mind. But I do see the image of a soldier, and I think it's on a personal level. I think we are, you know, going to have to work in a very disciplined way next year. But that's not a bad thing. I am kind of anti-discipline in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you think that I'm like a workaholic, and I am, but I like to like fly by the seat of my pants. Yeah. You know, I don't like it to be the same situation every single day, but I think there is something about discipline that is very valuable and something we might be missing in a lot of yeah. areas of our lives. So when I see this soldier image, I get the sense that we're going to have that discipline, but we're going to like it. It's kind of like, okay, you know, like you, I mean, I wish I liked eating healthy food at every meal, but instead I like marshmallows, you know, like yeah. I like to eat.
I don't like it at one meal. So let alone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh my gosh, you should have seen my day, but yeah. But imagine feeling very empowered by eating healthy and being capable of eating it at every single meal because you have a bigger purpose. Yeah. That's what next year is going to feel like, where you can discipline yourself and it's not difficult. You have this strength and this power, and you're not exactly sure where it comes from, but you feel very connected to a higher purpose.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big, big driving force of next year. And I do hope that you ask me about politics, because I'm curious too.
Well, I definitely will then, coming up. One thing I wanted to, you know, kind of get into before that was your thoughts spiritually for people. Because one thing I was mulling over in my head the other night was, and I don't mean this, I just don't like to bullshit, so I'm just going to throw it right out there. Yeah. A lot of people I know that are not spiritual, or they're not connected to God, they have a lot of turmoil in their life, and I don't think they even see the connection that it's because there's a lack of God in their lives, or they're just, honestly, they're miserable. And that's not a judgment on them. It's just something I've actually noticed. Like, the people that I know that are going through the most turmoil, I've also connected with, wow, and they openly admit they have a thing against God. They're agnostic. They're not spiritual. They're not religious. You know, and I'm just curious your thoughts in 2024. Do you see more people? Because I do see more people in general turning toward faith. And what I've noticed in both my life and other people's lives, when they do that, there is an upswing. And I don't think people always see it. So I'm just curious what your thoughts on the whole are spiritually for people in 2024.
Well, the first thing that came up when you were describing these people is we should be, as Christians and as spiritual people, we should be the most loving and attentive to people that don't have that connection because they're suffering. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of people that have, you know, even religious abuse. I mean, that is very big, you know, a horrible thing that ends up misrepresenting not the church, but God, you know? And so if someone has not found that connection to God, you know, I would never judge them, but I would want to represent God in a positive way for what he's capable of doing in my life. And then that's naturally going to inspire other people and make them interested in what God can do for them.
Yeah.
And so I think that compassion has been at times lacking. And I think there's already been a spiritual movement, and it's even more specific to it's specific to the Christian religion, and it's also specific to Muslim religion, interestingly. But there's so many people like Kat Von D, and who's the wrestling guy with like Hulk Hogan? Yeah, he just got baptized. Was it Pitbull?
Shout out to my buddy Jeremy Ardmore. He's a big wrestling fan. He got me a nice gift. So that since we're mentioning Hulk Hogan, I had to just say a quick shout out to Jeremy.
Right. Pitbull, I think.
Pitbull.
Was it Pitbull or was it someone else?
I think it might have been Pitbull that turned like to God.
I don't think it's Pitbull. I think it might be. I don't know. We should Google it. But it was like a famous, you know, like Latino star. Mm-hmm. He just got baptized and is giving his life to God. So all of these people who have seen the best, the highest of the high, you know, they've had the money, they've had the fame, they've had the accessibility, they're waking up to the reality that all of that is empty. And really, you know, even this Christmas season, like we're sitting in my front room and I have a lot of presents this year for people. And I can't help to feel a sense of, you know, gosh, presents are great, but I just would love God's kingdom. That would just be so much greater. You know, I don't even know if people know what God's kingdom is and what it looks like and what it could be for all of us, but just eternal peace, you know, and I don't think I would give a crap about a gift. If we had that, if we even had a little bit of that in this world. So unfortunately, I think we are in a stage where we're being shown kind of the opposite of that, and we're going to have to buckle down. And when we buckle down, we have to buckle down into our value systems as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that 2024 is going to be easy in that regard. I think we're going to see a lot of atrocities that we, you know, don't want to see, but it's, you know, it's a wake up call. We got to wake up.
Yeah, no, I agree. And piggybacking on something you said a minute ago, I mean, if you really want to know the true spirit of Christmas, this sounds funny, but, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas sums it up, and they weren't afraid to declare in that little special what Christmas is all about. And they went to the manger scene and all that. And I just saw a special on that, how it was ballsy for them at the time. The network executives were even like, oh, do we bring this up in a special? And they were like, no, let's air it. And it ended up being their highest rated special of 65, to the degree where it was so successful. They're like, we got to air this every year.
Right.
So just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to express your faith and your, you know, share your stories with people. I think as on the eve of you and I watching my favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life, talk about, you know, in capturing the essence of Christmas, I think that movie does it.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I did an article today on like, what's the history of Christmas? And I was texting you all of these weird things, but basically, you know, Christmas, it really is broken up into kind of like a secular holiday where it's just the trees and the gifts and all of that, versus like you have that, but it's sitting right next to a nativity scene.
Yeah.
And then also, most likely, Jesus was not born in December, on December 25th, because biblically they describe that there were shepherds out and they were chasing like the little sheep. And that only happens during April and May in the year. So most likely he was not born December 25th, but Pope Julius, I don't remember the date, but he decided, okay, that, you know, in Rome, there were a lot of pagan celebrations. So he said, okay, this is when we're going to celebrate Jesus's birthday, because we really don't know when it was.
Right.
So,
which I'm okay with that, because as long as it's being celebrated, like,
yes,
I'm sure Jesus couldn't care less the exact date. Like, no, it has to be celebrated on my exact, you know, we're honoring, you know, the Lord. So just the fact that we're honoring the Lord is what it's all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I agree. I think that faith. Well, obviously, I really believe that faith is kind of the benchmark of our existence, and we really need to have that. You know.
And for just those who might be listening that are like, oh man, they're going off about faith, and you know, I know, you know, you got some turmoil going on. The reason that I can speak to it so confidently is I've seen many miracles with stuff going on in my family dynamic, as you know, and to the degree where it was just, there's no other way you could look at it as there are miracles from above. And I've gotten those signs, and I've talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to save, you know, the big story for next, you know, season. But it's, you know, there are angels, there is a God, and there is a higher power in this world. And for anybody listening, if you turn toward that, the only thing that's going to happen in your life is improvement and happiness. There is no negative to it. So just tap into that a little more, and I guarantee you, your quality of life will improve.
I agree. I do. I mean, I have, you know, I especially, what I'm really passionate about is the mental health community. And I think when you're going through, how do you describe a challenge that's inside of you? You know, how do you deal with that? And it's a situation where it's kind of this invisible force that you can't describe, but you're battling on a daily basis. And I think that really resonates with people that had a hard time this year. And I just think of this beautiful freaking Jesus. Like, he came and he delivered people from everything emotionally, everything physically that was happening to them. And that's really God's will, is for us to have that. And that's why I look forward to his kingdom. I really do wish that, like, you know, God's kingdom was in charge, because then we would never experience sickness. We would never have death. We would never have any sort of illness or anything against our, like, perfect nature. And I really just, I when I think of Jesus, I think of the restoration of that, you know, what was intended for us. And that means we would never have to grieve. We would never have to be sad. We would never need anxiety. We would be completely uplifted into this space of just peace. And so that's my wish for everyone as well during this season, is that they can connect with that energy, because I don't think there's anything more healing than that.
Well said. Wow. No, I'm not even going to try to expand on that, because you just summed that up so beautifully. But you did say, you know, I hope you ask me about politics. So let me ask you to tap in. What are your thoughts politically for 2024?
Oh gosh. So the first thing, well, I can only tell you guys what I see.
Yeah.
The first thing I saw was this, like, it's not apparent to us, but there's a war going on in the political world.
Sure there is.
And it's like dirty, and it's really like
I don't think anybody of any party of any affiliation would argue with the fact that politics are dirty.
Right.
And corrupt, because it's just, that's, it is.
But I see it like a battleground, and I see these people fighting against each other, and it's very covert, away from the public. So we don't even see it, but there's an actual war in the political scene. And I'm not talking about Republicans versus Democrats.
No, I'm talking like Masonic.
It's, you know, it's more like we're the elites. We want to take a, oh God, I sound like such a conspiracy theorist, but like, it really is how I see it.
Here's where I'm going to cut you off, because just for the benefit of everybody, for those of you who are like, well, conspiracy theory, there are Masonic symbols on our money. So that's a pretty strong sign that there is something moving underneath the surface that is well beyond one party or the other, because it's really hidden in plain sight. Mm-hmm. And if you look at our dollar bills, our coins, how, you know, Lincoln has turned the other way. He's got the least valuable coin of the three. He's the only one who's copper. Why is that? Well, he freed the slaves. All the other presidents are turned away from him. So there's a lot more happening than anybody realizes.
Yeah, I agree with that, because how do you keep people distracted? You know, you put on a football game and everyone goes crazy and they're all invested in this team versus this team. How is that any different than what we're seeing in the political region? Everyone is all into, oh yes, you know, getting all into Democrats versus Republicans, but they're kind of missing that it's all one big game. Not that it's not important.
Right.
And I really do think that laws can change our morals. So I really do believe in that. But I think that there's kind of something more sinister that I'm seeing beneath the surface. And I think that that will, I think that the goal is maybe to undo our, I guess, our country as we've known it.
Yeah.
And the goal, undoubtedly, is for certain people to have power that didn't have it before.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly agree with that. I would also like to add.
This is about power. It is about power. It's not about the law. It's not about how we're being governed. It's all about power.
Okay, fair enough. It's kind of weird when you talked about that. We had the sound suddenly went off. So very interesting. I was like, is something from above trying to stop this conversation? Sorry if there was a couple minutes of silence there. That's never happened before, which is weird. But thank you for that. That's very interesting, actually. Wow. Lots to think about. 2024 is going to be...
Okay, well, I did see Trump, I saw, moved aside. Mm. So he might be moved aside and someone else runs in his place.
I mean, we've certainly seen evidence of that on the news, that that's definitely the end goal to try to stop him from being the party's nomination on his end. So, I mean, that wouldn't be the most shocking thing I would hear, because I know that's definitely
Biden is still, I see, on the ballot.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Then it's going to be an interesting and entertaining year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very. Well, you know, just get ready, soldiers. And I think everyone is spiritual. Even if people haven't quite found their particular faith, I think everyone is spiritual. So we should never forget that.
There we go. I like that. And it really is, you know, about connecting with individuals. And I wish, you know, it sounds wishy-washy and generic, but I wish we could just everyone talk to each other more like I do with other people and people that have different perspectives than me, and try to look at each other as individuals then, instead of this group mentality of,
yeah,
you're here or there. It's kind of that's when it gets a little crazy for me.
I would love it if we would start all identifying once again as Americans.
Yes.
That's it. We're just Americans.
Well said.
Yeah.
Very well said. Thank you for that.
I actually want to, you know, That's So Raven, how, yeah, she was a psychic. Well, Raven Simone says that, and I actually really appreciate that from her, that she's like, I am not a this or a that. I am an American. So I appreciate that.
Very well said. Very well said. You know, it wouldn't be this kind of podcast unless I just threw in one fun question for you. So I've certainly been seeing it. You knew I was going to ask you one thing on a paranormal or cryptozoological base. I'm seeing a lot of alien stuff, Grace. I'm seeing a lot on the news. And I'm seeing even one video you sent me earlier with this giant, this footage in Mexico. Is the veil starting to get lifted on the other side, the unknown? Are we being allowed to see more than we weren't permitted to before? Is there a reason for that?
When the veil gets lifted, then we'll go fight another battle.
Interesting.
Wow. So I hope not. I hope it's not
Independence Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all of this stuff is kind of they, I don't know who the hell they are, but they're letting it be seen.
Okay.
And a lot of it is kind of to throw people off from their faith too.
Wow.
That's something that people should consider.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. I agree with whatever is out there to me is from God. Is like, you know, what I'm saying is God created everything. So I don't know why it's all happening now. I don't know if we will ever know in our lifetimes why certain things are happening, but it is interesting nonetheless. It's definitely entertaining, if nothing else.
Yes. Agreed.
You have been wonderful. I told Gracie this would be 10 minutes and we are going on 28 minutes. So I will just ask before we watch my favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life, which I've recruited Grace into watching now every year, and I'm proud of that. Your final thoughts for people, your final messages for this year, for the holidays, anything that comes to your mind, what would you want people to know?
I would want people to know that we all need to become like kids again. That is the most important thing. I cannot stress that enough, because there was a lot of love and a lot of fun and a lot of wholeness in most people's childhood. Even if it was a bad childhood, you as a child were more connected to your true self than ever before. So please, please find that again. You deserve that.
Love that. Wow. Well said. Well, I don't think you could have summed it up any better. Miss Grace, soon to be Mrs.
Yay!
Getting married on New Year's Eve, which I love, which I've been calling the It's a Wonderful Life wedding, which is wonderful. I wish you certainly nothing but the very best. I know everybody listening wishes you nothing but the very best, and I cannot wait to celebrate your wedding next week, so I love you. Everybody here loves you. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Now you're getting me so pumped up. I'm ready. Let's do this.
We are going to watch It's a Wonderful Life, and we are at episode 49. The next episode will be the final episode of the season, and I'm sorry if there was any gap in the audio for a second or two. Again, I don't know what happened. That's never happened before, but it is very telling to me that you were talking about something deep and then it like cut off.
Yeah.
Makes me think something spiritual was happening. The truth does not want to be.
It is. I tell people spiritual warfare is real.
Yeah.
And it's right in front of our face if we could just learn to see it.
Yeah. I could not agree more. Could not agree more. And where can people, if they want to reach out and just get some, you know, some advisement from you, where could they do that?
1-2-listen.com.
She's the best in the business, so I highly recommend. And for the beautiful, wonderful Miss Grace, this is Brian Hobson wishing you a wonderful and very Merry Christmas. And I hope all of you get to spend time with your family and maybe watch your favorite Christmas movie tonight or tomorrow.
Amen.
Merry Christmas, and we will, well, you will see them in 2024.
I'll see you in 2024, and I'll be a missus.
We'll see you next week.